This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The government takes on the banks.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It is called Bank of America, but this morning it's more like America versus the bank. The Justice Department has filed a civil lawsuit against Bank of America for allegedly misrepresenting the quality of mortgages that it sold to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Just a couple of weeks ago, Uncle Sam sued Wells Fargo over mortgages as well. As Marketplace's senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports, the federal government appears to be turning up the heat on the banks.
Former federal prosecutor Jacob Frankel says the government is clearly out to prove taxpayers were ripped off when the loans were resold to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
There is the potential to recover significant sums.
The suit seeks at least $1 billion, but attorney Tom Ashamy suggests the government-backed agencies that bought the loans bear some responsibility.
Certainly Bank of America will raise as defense that they should have done their own due diligence and not purchased certain loan packages.
It's not as if Countrywide could be accused of false advertising at the time.
A growing family with a lot of debt. A young couple with no down payment. A business owner whose income was hard to document. I'm with Countrywide, and I got them all approved.
The suit alleges some loan verifications were falsified in a process called the hustle. Frankel says some involved might find themselves hustled off to jail.
You start to wonder, are they now moving closer and closer to the kinds of allegations where we may still see some criminal charges?
It's the first of these mortgage guarantee cases to allege this kind of outright fraud. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
The number of households in this country with at least three generations living under one roof has risen by 50% since the year 2000. And today, the Census Bureau is out with some new data on just who those families are. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Katie Fink Johnson was raising two boys on her own. Then in 2008, her father died. So she decided to move in with her elderly mom in Englewood, Colorado.
It's a great arrangement for all of us. We keep her company, and we've helped her stay in her house, which is what she wanted to do.
The Census Bureau says households like Fink Johnson's have grown sharply in the last few years. They include new immigrants living with relatives, unmarried mothers staying with their parents. Devera Cohn with the Pew Research Center says moving in with mom and dad or grandma can also be a strategy for avoiding poverty.
There are, in fact, lower poverty rates among people living in multi-generational households than among people living in other types of households.
Even as the economy improves, Cohn says multi-generational living may be here to stay. She says the stigma is fading and grown children are taking longer to leave the nest. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Officials from the Federal Reserve say they will keep buying bonds to boost the economy until the job market improves. That's the word from Washington after a two-day Fed meeting. But Karen Shaw-Petru of Federal Financial Analytics says the Fed can't fix the economy on its own.
The Fed can only do what it can through monetary policy. The Congress and the administration have to do the rest. There might be more clarity from the Fed if there were more coherence from the Congress on the fiscal cliff.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up in global trading this morning, a little more than 1% higher in Tokyo, 0.5% higher right now in London. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 25 points to close at 13,077.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
2 weeks from now, a lot of the uncertainty hanging over the U.S. economy will be gone because at least we'll know who the next president will be and what the next Congress will look like. But Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell says there are some things that are going to happen in the economy in the next 4 years, no matter who wins. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, Chris, give us a certainty. What will be definitely going on in the year 2016 in the economy?
All right, I'm going to march right out on that plank.
All right.
It's going to be deja vu all over again. Remember how the internet led to the dot-com boom?
Yep.
Well, now it's going to be the mobile internet. Every business in America is going to restructure on the mobile internet. And two businesses, the two really important businesses that have been impervious to the information revolution, healthcare and education, they're going to embrace the efficiencies that come from information technologies. Productivity is going to soar. And their mantra is going to be that Silicon Valley statement, creative destruction.
Okay, so move towards greater technology by businesses. What else?
Okay, the budget deficit is going to fade as an issue.
Really?
I mean, look, a lot of this discussion about the budget deficit reflects the fact that the housing market collapsed. We went into a great recession. We've had an anemic recovery. 4 years from now, economic growth will deal with a lot of the budget deficit. And when we look at the debt, you know, Washington, Congress, the White House, you know, they're going to embrace some form of fiscal conservatism. So the combination of the two means we're just going to have a, you know, all this hysteria about we're like Greece or we're heading toward to be like Greece. Forget about it.
Okay. Well, we got time for one more prediction from you, Chris. So what's it going to be?
Africa will become a manufacturing powerhouse in the global economy, become far more integrated into the global economy. So I don't know how you say Foxconn in Swahili or Arabic, but that's what we're going to be talking about. Manufacturing facilities in Africa supplying the world.
Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell will check back with you in 2016 and see if you're right.
Actually, Jeremy, I like that because that's a little bit of job security.
You got it. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
And finally, to some strange insurance claims by people who needed a replacement cell phone. According to the Telegraph newspaper, one woman claimed that she'd baked her phone into a cake. Another said a seagull swooped down and took her Samsung Galaxy while she was walking her dog. And my favorite, a couple lost a phone over the side of their cruise ship while they were reenacting the I'm the King of the World scene from Titanic.
I'm the King of the World!
In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.